The House of Representatives is still without a speaker, as Kevin McCarthy's efforts to obtain the post have thus far been unsuccessful. Joining us this morning with his thoughts is WATD political analyst John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Well, this is an incredible thing. It hasn't happened for 100 years that they didn't have a speaker on the opening day of the, this would be the 118th Congress, and it doesn't look like they're going to have one anytime soon. And people might not know, but you don't have to be a member of the House to be a speaker. They can vote for anybody they want.
So this is not the first time something like this has occurred, though, right?
No, in 1856, they went 133 ballots before they elected a speaker. And, of course, now we've gone three ballots, and apparently they may not take any action today if reports on the media are true.
So how long can this situation go on, and what happens with the government in the interim?
Well, as long as there's no speaker, you can't even swear in the representatives that were elected on November 8th. So there's no government unless there's a speaker.
And this is a political impact for Republicans as well.
I think it's a disaster for the Republicans. And it goes back to November 8th, when they didn't win as much as they thought they were going to win, and I think the Trump factor was involved in that decision as well. So it could be interesting, and it might be that the more moderate Republicans might have to look for another candidate.
Now, another Republican who we're talking about today is actually stepping down from his post, and that would be Charlie Baker.
Well, he gave a farewell address, which lasted 6 minutes. And he talked about his accomplishments and where he works in the future. But he's going to start in March a very, very difficult job as head of the NCAA. NCAA, of course, is the National College Athletic Association, and there's a lot of money involved in TV there, and that's a tough job, and we'll see how he does with it. But I don't think he has a future in the Republican Party, because nationally he's not looked on as a Republican.
Basically this is kind of the end of his political career, do you think?
Unless something drastic happens, and I don't see that, I would say that's what the future might be for him, is something in the private sector. It's difficult to talk about him and the incoming Governor Healey until we hear her speech on Thursday.
All right, so we'll all be waiting to hear that. And, well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Okay, Dan.